This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Maria, who's our next guest, Tass, has been spot welding about this all morning.
Kalimera Maria, Carlos Oides, to Studio Mas.
Here, Tass, how are you going?
Apapiso.
Behave yourself,
Maca. Stay nice. We're talking about serious issues today.
Sorry. Maria, we've had you in the studio once before to talk about the Greek project that you're working on, the Greek LGBTI project. It's a project that's auspiced by the Australia Greek Welfare Association called PRONIA and funded by the state government and through VicServe, which is a mental health organisation, and Drummond Street Services. Now, I've got that wrong. Okay, correct me.
Let me tell you what it's funded through. Okay, it's the Department of Health and Human Services funding. They've provided funding to the Victoria Mental Illness Awareness Council.
VMIAC.
And Tandem.
And Tandem,
and
right.
And the project's in partnership or collaboration with Queer Space at Drummond Street. So you're almost there.
Almost there. So what are you trying to do? This is an extension of the previous project, of course.
Well, in a way it is. The first project was funded by the Department of Premier and Cabinet, Multicultural Commission, and it was to start the conversation with the Greek community, the LGBTI and the Greek community, predominantly first generation. And the Greek and Gay Support Network came to PRONIA and said, look, there are some issues, some quite serious issues amongst the LGBTI Greek community in dealing with the myths and dealing with the cultural kind of expectations and the values of the parents. There's a whole stack of stuff going on with mental health issues, or, you know, our wellness has been affected and our ability to invite in or to be open is almost non-existent in terms of, you know, our parents expecting us to be heteronormative and so forth. PRONIA said, yes, we understand. They put in an application, they were successful, and I was employed last year to start the conversation. And I did that by engaging the media, the Greek media, that is, by trying to engage the senior citizens sort of groups, going through local government arts and cultural offices and information offices, youth departments.
What's the response been like, Maria?
I think the response from the community was generally overwhelmingly fantastic. I was really pleasantly surprised. I can't say that all the age services programs said, yes, Maria, come along. I did get some calls, which I tried really hard not to laugh with. People were generally saying, the presidents of these groups, oh, sorry, dear, you couldn't possibly come and talk about these issues. I'll get thrown out of the presidency. So thank you so much, but no.
The thing that's very interesting, of course, is that there wouldn't be a single Greek family that doesn't have a member somewhere along the way who is lesbian, gay, or trans for that matter, old or uncle, potentially even intersex.
Old Uncle Con.
There you go.
I can tell you an Old Uncle Con story.
No. Another Let's talk about Sula Vula Rula Tula Nagapi. Anyway, look, yes, if they don't have a direct member, then they might have someone, a family member, a relative, a friend, a neighbour. You know, after all, there is about 10 to 11% of the population that are LGBTIQ.
So you're saying that the response has generally been positive, but you've had a couple of individuals who, for whatever reason, couldn't take up your invitation to engage with them. So for those that have engaged, what sort of feedback have you had from them?
Okay, so there was a survey that I did on SurveyMonkey to try and gauge some of the issues and some of the morals, the values, some of the difficulties and some of the pleasures, say, that the LGBTI community, the Australian Greek LGBTI community had experienced. There was about 59 or 60 responses to that survey. And then I collected stories from individuals and participants of the workshops that I conducted, and some of these stories were really heartbreaking. They started off really, really quite extreme, but the outcomes and the journey that the individuals kind of had come through, in terms like one story even was a story of a married gentleman who had conversion therapy. And struggled very, very hard with his parents' sort of fundamental religious beliefs that weren't Greek Orthodox. So he said he was a minority in a minority, not only because of his parents' alternative religious beliefs, but also because of his sexuality and his own sexual identity. So, yeah, there were other stories of people that were newly arrived. Yeah, there was a collection of stories, and I think those stories, there's a lot of power, there's a lot of strength and a lot of compassion that sort of was the sentiment behind stories like that. And those kind of stories I hope to compile, say, at the end of this year, to be able to put into some kind of publication that many other people can access.
Can read,
yeah. Sounds great. So, Maria, what about the what's been the reaction from the Greek-speaking media?
Okay, sure. The Greek-speaking media, for example, Neos Cosmos did publish an article about starting the conversation, which was last year's project, and we've got to move across to Skepsi, which is this year's project, to try and talk a little bit about that, because I know we're time-stretched. And they did publish an article.
But that was a great article, actually.
It was a great article, but if you look closely, just to the left of that article was a massive picture of the church. So it was kind of, yes, we'll publish your article, but we want to be safe as well.
Well, it was there to protect you.
I'd hope to have that lovely positive outlook on that and that take too, Macca.
What about radio? Because Greek radio is much more immediate, and a lot of elderly Greek people in particular do engage with radio. It's a way of actually bringing them together and allowing them to share stories. So what's been your experience with Greek radio?
Sure, I must say that 3XY are extremely receptive and responsive. Rena Fragiudaki, who is the radio announcer or producer for the 1 hour slot on Wednesday afternoons between 3 and 4, where Pronya has exclusive kind of like a presentation, she's been open when I've talked to her about, you know, say the topics that I'm covering, transgender, gender fluidity. She has researched right in front of me on Google, and when I fumbled and stumbled, because in terms of Greek, my Greek is fairly good, but in terms of having the language in Greek for those kind of words and terms.
Yes, it's about scope of vocabulary, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I fumbled and I stumbled. She jumped right in.
And she helped you out. That's great.
Yeah, she's really open to, anything to do with sexual identity.
We've just had a bit of positive feedback for you. One of our listeners, 317, says, wonderful work. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And what about the a lot of those Greek radio shows also do talkback.
There's been no talkback.
You've not been involved in talkback?
No, I haven't been involved in
talkback. Only back talk.
Yes, and back chat sometimes behind the scenes. But let's get back on to this year's project, which is called Skepsi. It's a mental health and well health project. It's a series, it's in partnership, like I said, once again, with Queer Space. Mark Camilleri, he's the lead clinician there. He and I have worked together for about 10 years doing LGBTI support groups for young people, gay straight alliances in schools and so forth. We were able to get funding to develop and implement a series of 25 workshops across Victoria for the Greek Australian LGBTI community. That includes newly arrived, because there's been some questions. If I've only been in Australia for a very short time, but I'm Greek and LGBTIQ, can I access these workshops? Of course you can. They will cover a base of issues, including effective family communication, building resilience, what are functional relationships, risk and protective factors.
Sounds great, Maria. Maria, if people want to find out more about this work, how can they do that?
Sure. Please contact me at Bronya. My name is Maria Bololia, B-O-L-O-L-I-A. I work at Pronya Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. The contact number's there. The contact number there is 9388 9998, and my email is mariabo@pronya.com.au.
That's fabulous. And in case you've missed it and you're not connected to social media, do jump on Twitter. Our lovely social media facilitator this morning, Ben.
Ginger Ben.
Has just actually posted. Tweeted your Skepsi project.
With a link.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Maria, thank you very much for
great,
your time this
great
morning.
Great work you do. It's really, really important. And for our friends in the Greek community, you know, you need to support this. You need to support this, and you need to talk to the people in your community that are opposing this and tell them this is about the future, not about the past. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure.
Good on you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.